Yes, friends, that sound can mean only one thing, that it's time for the Tyra News. Faithfully reported by Jan Vaughn and read by me, yours truly. Sherry Smitty shared an invitation from Cross Spurs Country Church to come on out and join the fun at their Sweets for You, Sweetie auction on February 14th at 10:30 a.m. All proceeds go to the youth group. Kim and Lee Beck spent a long weekend in Austin and the surrounding area, visiting with Jason before he leaves for Navy Flight School in Pensacola, Florida. She said that Fredericksburg was fun, Enchanted Rock was a challenge, and Luckenbach was a nice visit with the gentleman that married them in that crazy little town. She adds, "We didn't see Willie, though, darn it." The North Hopkins School homecoming games are scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, February 2nd. Make plans to come out and cheer for the teams and see the crowning of the homecoming queen. Grace Vaughn turned 95 on January 18th. Her daughter, Linda Ellen Vaughn, spent the weekend and her birthday with her. On Saturday the 16th, Jim and Sandra Vaughn came from Broken Bow for a visit. They took Grace and Linda to the Dipnet in Sulphur Springs, where they met Tim and Lori Vaughn, John Vaughn, Chip and Jan Vaughn for an early breakfast lunch. Charlie Vaughn was working and unable to meet the group. Other activities prevented daughters-in-law Linda and Susan Vaughn from participating in the celebration. We want to express our sympathy for Patty Weibold in the loss of her brother, Barry Miller, of Dallas. Please remember the family in your prayers. If you have any news pertaining to Tyra residents, past or present, please contact Jan Vaughn at 903-945-2190.